This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمداً عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الأولين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الآخرين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. We continue with lecture number 4, the three fundamental principles, الأصول الثلاثة. And again, we welcome those who are online. This is an online class. And of course, the brothers and sisters who are here, mashallah, they are very welcome to join us. The book which we're teaching is called الأصول الثلاثة. Or الثلاثة أصول. In reference to the three questions which we get asked when we depart and leave this world in the grave immediately upon the burial, the two angels come and simply wake up the deceased and they ask him, who is your Lord? من ربك? What is your religion? ما دينك? And who is your prophet? ومن نبيك? Another wording, what do you say about your prophet? So the title of the book originates from there. يا إخوة, يعني the learning during the old days, it relied mainly on what is known to be المتون, المتن, that you sum up the meanings in a very short, summarized, but very concise text. And this is what we're dealing with. Yani the text of this book is in maybe 2 pages. But subhanAllah, for you to explain it, you need maybe 10, 15 lectures to actually explain it. We already started this, but let's review what we want to complete today, inshaAllah. المصنف, the author says, اعلم رحمك الله. You see, this is the summarized text which requires explanation. So he says, اعلم رحمك الله. Be informed or get to know, may Allah have mercy on you, the following. أنه يجب علينا تعلم أربع مسائل. It is obligatory upon every single Muslim to learn 5 matters. Four matters. 4 subjects. 4 issues. الأولى, the first, العلم. You must acquire the knowledge. You must know. What does he mean? And what knowledge are we talking about? Math, science, language arts? Nobody said no to that. But that is not the primary knowledge. The primary knowledge, العلم وهو. And here is the subjects that you should give your attention to. وهو. Ma'rifatullah. The first place that you should go and learn about is your Creator. Ma'rifatullah. That you know who Allah is. Because you're going to be asked about Allah in the grave. You're going to be asked about Allah in the grave. So the first area that you should learn is who Allah is. And that takes you into the names and the attributes and the actions of Allah. Ma'rifatullah. Wa ma'rifatu nabiyyi. And the one Allah chosen, whom Allah chosen to get you to know about Allah. The Prophet, the Messenger. وَمَعْرِفَةُ دِينِ الْإِسْلَامِ And the knowledge of the religion of Islam. So those are, because those are the three questions again. Remember, when you're buried, you're going to be asked, who's your Lord? What is your deen? What do you know about the man who was sent to you, the Messenger? Yeah. Now, the first area, the first matter, the first mas'ala, the first subject, the first issue that you must give your attention to is you must know these three answers to these three questions. But the author added something very interesting, bil adillah. And this is, ya ikhwa, the difference between Islam and other religions. I'm telling you. A typical Christian, you go to him and ask him, you know, that Trinity business doesn't make any sense to me. How in the world three in one and one in three and all of that? They tell you we have to believe in it like this. Islam actually doesn't do this. Islam requires you to actually intellectually approve the whole thing before you go into the revelation, before you go into the text. This is why there is a lot of أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ أَفَلَا يَتَفَكَّرُونَ Why don't they reflect? Why don't they reason with their intellect? Yeah. You must have evidence that leads you to know who Allah is, who the Prophet is, and what is the religion of Islam. Evidence. طيب. This is the first what? Mas'ala. The first subject that you must know who Allah is, who is the Messenger is, what is your deen, what is your Islam. طيب. Listen. That knowledge must lead to action. If it doesn't lead to action, it becomes an evidence against you. What is the benefit of you knowing that you have to pray? And the first thing that you're going to be asked about in the Day of Judgment is Salah. And you don't pray. This actually knowledge becomes what? An evidence against you. And that's why the second mas'ala, the second matter, the second subject, وَالْعَمَلُ بِهِ That you act upon that knowledge. العمل. With that, the scholars, they say, إخوة, العلم يدعو العمل. Knowledge normally invites or calls upon action to come. If you don't act upon the knowledge, what happened to the knowledge? وَإِلَّا ارْتَحَلْ Knowledge gradually what? Leaves you. It doesn't make any sense that you learn without what? Acting. وَالْعَمَلُ بِهِ So this is two. Three. We said four what? Four. Three. You call people to it. وَالْدَعْوَةُ إِلَيْهِ And again, ya ikhwa, I always repeat this line. The best way to defend your faith, to immune yourself against the shubuhat, the misconceptions that people may throw at you, is that you call people to your faith. حَتَّى فِي لُغَةِ الثَّوَرَاتِ Even in the language of revolutions, there is a term called what? Exporting your revolution. Exporting your ideology. America goes to Afghanistan, goes to Iraq, to spread what? Their ideology. You can't blame them. Their ideology, what? They call it what? Democracy. Like you, as a Muslim, you should call people to it, but with the manner of calling people. أدعو إلى سبيل ربك, using wisdom, using good reasoning. And the best way to call people to your faith is what? Through what? Your action, your character. So this is what? What was one? Knowledge of Allah, the Prophet, and the Deen. You act upon that knowledge. Three, you call people to it. If you're going to do this, you have to be patient. وَالصَّبْرُ عَلَى الْأَذَى فِيهِ. Because this is the path of the prophets. You become, if you implement those four, you become inheritor, if this is proper English, to the prophets and the messenger, to their way. You're not a prophet, you're not a messenger, don't misunderstand me. But you're following their what? وذا اللي بيقولوا عليه, this is the one that they call what? عالم رباني. العالم الرباني. Who has the knowledge, he acts upon the knowledge, he makes da'wah, and he is patient. يدعو. شوف شوف شوف. Always يا إخوة. والدليل. What is the evidence for this? Imagine there is a whole chapter in the Quran that mentioned those four مسائل. What chapter? What dalilu? The author is saying this after he furnished these four matters that you must know. He said, and the evidence, قول الله تعالى والعصر. This is an oath by العصر, the salah, or العصر, the passing of time. Yeah. Because normally العصر is the final portion of the day. So that's why some translation would say the passing of time. That, and also Rasulullah ﷺ indicated that our time compared with the life of this world were at the what? The final what? The final stage. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر. All of the human are losers. They are all losers. إلا, except those who know these مسائل and act upon them. إلا الذين آمنوا. آمنوا is knowledge. Faith is knowledge. ما هو آمنوا means what? Knowledge. How are you going to believe? ما هو يا إخوة, our religion is not a mystic religion where you sit here and something happens to you and I believe. No. Reasoning. 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 There is a reason in our religion. آمنوا. And there is a revelation. آمنوا. That's العلم. ولذلك وقال الذين أوتوا العلم والإيمان. And those who were given knowledge and faith. The end of Surah Ar-Rum. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not know what iman is. وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان. He did not know what iman means. But how did we teach you about iman? Through the revelation, knowledge. Knowledge, إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا عمل. They acted upon this knowledge, الصالحات. Look at the third. وتواصوا بالحق. And this is important. You see, I'm going to make da'wah. You're going to make da'wah. We're going to enjoin one another to do what is right. There is no one person who has the whole thing set here. I see you doing something wrong, I correct you. You see me doing something wrong, you correct me. تواصوا بالحق, the truth. وتواصوا بالصبر. And they have patience. قال الشافعي, I'm still reading the mat. I'm still reading the what the author wrote. قال الشافعي رحمه الله. الشافعي الإمام. الشافعي, الإمام الشافعي. One of the four Imams. أبو حنيفة ومالك وأحمد والشافعي. Those are الأئمة الأعلام, the four imams. قال الشافعي, الشافعي said, commenting on this chapter, which is العصر, لو ما أنزل الله على خلقه, لو ما أنزل الله حجة على خلقه إلا هذه الصورة لكفتهم. Would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only revealed from the Quran this chapter, it would have been sufficient as an evidence against us. Because now you know what you need to do. What do you need to do? Learn who Allah is. Learn who the messenger is. His sunnah, his way. Know what your deen is. Act upon it. Call people to it. Be patient until you die. What else do you need to know? There is a better manuscript. It's a good map. That's a very good map. Straightforward to the point. You need to learn, act, call people to it, be patient. That's all what you need to do with your life. وقال البخاري رحمه الله, الإمام البخاري, the author used الإمام البخاري as well as an evidence here. الإمام البخاري, or the author used the statement of الإمام البخاري in his book كتاب العلم, the book of knowledge. الإمام البخاري, in that particular book, he had a chapter, he called it what? باب العلم قبل القول والعمل. Knowledge comes before what? Speaking or action. So, for you to act, ما هو, listen يا إخوة, in 17 times a day in our salah, we ask Allah to guide us to the straight path. صحيح? Straight path of who? الذين أنعمت عليهم. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. We know from Surah An-Nisa, who are those? Those who are what? Those who are obedient to Allah and His Messenger. ومن يطع الله والرسول, whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, فأولئك مع الذين, they will be in the company, فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم. Then the criteria for the ni'mah here is that you're obedient to Allah and His Messenger. So you're asking Allah 17 times, only in the mandatory salah, to guide you to what? To be obedient to Allah and His Messenger. طيب, this comes through what? Knowing what Allah and His Messenger commanded, knowing what Allah and His Messenger prohibited, disallowed you to do, then you act upon it, then you call people to it, and you're patient. Is that it? No. غير المغضوب عليهم. O Allah, protect me from following the way, the path of those who earned your wrath and anger. Who are those? Let's deal with the criteria. Let's not go after labeling here, which is authentically established. We're not denying it. في سنة الترمذي, we know who they are. That's not the issue. But what is the criteria? They had the knowledge and they did not act upon it. That's the criteria. Even though we understand the hadith في سنن الترمذي, غير المغضوب عليهم هم اليهود. The hadith reads that. But what criteria that made them earn this bad name? They had the knowledge and they never acted upon it. They knew. الذين آت, look, regarding the messenger, Allah is saying what? الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم. Those who were given the scripture know Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to be the messenger of Allah. They know this better than their certainty regarding their knowledge of their kids, whether they are their kids or not. يعني they are certain that this is Rasulullah, but they are still skeptical whether this boy is mine or not. Because really it's hard, you know, I mean at the time, yeah. Oh. So they had the knowledge, but they did what? They did not follow it. طيب. وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. And protect me from the way who are misguided. Who are those? We know who they are. Nasara. But what is the criteria? They act without knowledge, which is the total what? Opposite. The total opposite. They have the knowledge and they don't act upon it. The other ones, they do what? They act upon knowledge. And we do have in Islam people who do this. We call them extreme Sufis, yani to be fair to them. They come up with what? Traditions and practices that never what? And they say this is good. This brings us closer to Allah. This, you know, la. The only way to Allah is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is the matn, ya ikhwa, that we're dealing with, inshaAllah. طب, when we say ma'rifatullah, again, we're giving you guidelines here. When we talk about the knowledge of Allah, we said the knowledge that must lead you to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we speak about Allah, ya ikhwa, there are four areas that you must study. You must establish that Allah exists. I understand you as a believer, you believe that. No question. But remember, we're going to need this for da'wah. What if you come across an atheist? What is an atheist? You know what an atheist is? Mulhid. Someone who does not believe that Allah what? Now, can you talk to him using the revelation, using the naql? You can't. You have to use what? Aql. Because I'm trying to prepare you what? To be a da'ya. Because remember, you're not only going to know, you're going to act and you're going to call people to it. So now, once it comes to the knowledge of Allah, who Allah is, the first place is you must establish that Allah exists. وفي إخوة آية في القرآن والله. يعني one of the companions said about it, when he heard it, he said, when I heard this verse, my heart was about to fly out of my chest. It's true. If you really hear it, it's true. Jubair ibn Mut'im ibn Adi, the story of Sahih Bukhari. We know that the Muslims in Badr imprisoned, I believe 70 of the disbelievers, more or less. Yani. I could be wrong there. Quraysh started sending envoys to release them. Now, Al-Mut'im ibn Adi, the father of Jubair, did a favor for the Prophet ﷺ. You remember when? When did he do that favor? When? You know when the Prophet went to Ta'if after the death of his uncle? And you know what happened to him in Ta'if? The psychological and physical abuse. He returned. He sat at the outskirts of Medina, could not enter, the outskirts of Mecca. He could not enter Mecca because he has no protection no more. His uncle passed away. Anyone can come and kill him and it's over. He sent Zayd ibn Haritha, go and ask Al-Mut'im ibn Adi. He was a leader of one of the tribes to offer me protection, which is it's like the law that we have now in America called the law al-luju, asylum, you know, like refugee, that you have an asylum, a country gives you asylum, that you're under their protection. Exactly. That was the tribal system. If a leader of a tribe goes in Mecca, in Quraysh, says, this man is under my protection, no one can touch him. And if he gets harmed, guess what? The whole tribe becomes at war with what? With the tribes. فالمطعم, look at the Arab برضو, he was not a Muslim. He came out and he took the Prophet in the Haram, in the Mecca, in the يعني, next to the Kaaba, and he said, this man is Muhammad is under my protection. Now Jubair said, what? My father did a, let me go and intercede. Try to free these prisoners. فهي said, I arrived when Salatul Maghrib was. Yani Rasul was leading the Muslims in Salatul Maghrib. And he was reciting what? The end of Surah Al-Tur, ya ikhwa. The end of Surah Al-Tur ask you questions out of this world. One of these questions, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Look at this question. Were they created out of nothing? Or did they create themselves? What is the answer to this? No. They were created from something and they did not create themselves. This is what we call in Arabic istifham al-taqriri, that I ask you a question and the answer is only one, which is I want. And based on that answer, I tell you who's the creator then. And subhanAllah, this goes to the people who believe in mother nature now. They tell you what is mother nature? Al-taba'iyun. Or the people who say that things were created by what? By accident. That you can ask them that question. Mahawa, right here. So you using what? Like the Bedouin. A Bedouin was asked, look at this. No sophistication, no complication. Can you be any simpler than this? Dear Bedouin, you know what a Bedouin is, right? Someone who lives in the desert has zero education. كيف عرفت ربك? Look at the question. How did you know that there is a Rabb? There is Ilah. There is a creator. You know what he did? He did say, what did he say? Al-ba'aratu, he used also parables that what? Belong to what? Disgusting parables, but yani that's Al-ba'aratu tadullu ala al-ba'ir. If I see a dung of a camel, you know what a dung of a camel is? That means a camel was what? That means, I mean, how in the world this dung will come out without having what? A camel. Even though I do not see what? I only see the dung, but there must, who produced that dung? Even though I do not see the dung, the producer, the camel. But that tells me that there was a camel here. وَالْأَثَرُ يَدُلُّ عَلَى الْمَسِيرِ. If I see the feet, the print out of a feet on the ground, that means somebody walked here. Even though I do not see the person, I do not see him physically, but I see what the trace says, his trace. Somebody was here. I do not see him. Al-ba'aratu tadullu ala al-ba'ir wal-athar yadullu. Now look at this. Sama'un datu abraj. The heavens with all these stars. Ardun datu fijaj. The earth with all these valleys and mountains. Biharun datu amwaj, the seas and the oceans with all these waves. Ala yadullu dhalika ala al-latif al-khabir. This doesn't tell you that there is a creator. There is something wrong with you. There is something wrong with you. Fahada. And this is where what? You use intellectual evidence. But again, ya ikhwa, pay attention to this. That intellectual evidence gives you two masail, two principles, or establish or provide you with two fundamental principles. Number one, that there is a creator. Like I said, who created this? There must be what? A creator. There is another intellectual, yani I call it intellectual deduction, if this is a proper English, yani outcome of this, using your intellect. The creator cannot be equal to what he created. Mustahil, impossible. You cannot make the creator equal to what he created. أَفَمَنْ يَخْلُقُ كَمَنْ لَا يَخْلُقُ. How? شوف انت الشركيين. The people who associated people with people or objects in worship with Allah, what did they do? They ended up making the creator or the created things equal to the creator. A question to Christians. Jesus created or not? Oh, I know they have some way of going around which doesn't make any sense. But after all, Jesus had a birthday. He did not exist for some time. So he's created. Now, are you going to make him equal to the creator? Impossible. The cow. The cow created or not? Right. So those are the two things. Now, who's the creator? What are his names? What are his attributes? Al-Wahy. Revelation. You go to the book. You go to the messenger. The messenger will tell you. You can't use your intellect here. And this is what Al-Mu'tazila did. They used their intellect in describing who Allah is. They ended up negating His names and attributes. And so forth. The first area, you must believe that Allah exists, and you must be able to establish this. Two, you must believe in His Lordship, in His action. He's the one who created, the one who provides, the one who is the sovereign Lord. You must believe that He has unique names and attributes. No created beings is equal to Him. Once it comes to these things, and that should lead you to the fourth, which is what? The worship. So, okay. إثبات الوجود توحيد الربوبية توحيد الأسماء والصفات. You establish those three that lead you to الألوهية, توحيد الألوهية, that you single Him out with your worship. Then you have known your Lord. You learned who Allah is. معرفة الله, معرفة نبي. You must know His Sunnah. You must know who He is, because you're supposed to love Allah and His Messenger, by the way. You're supposed to love Allah and His Messenger. The names and the attributes of Allah will lead you to love Allah. Now, how are you going to love the Messenger if you don't know his seerah? What kind of a person was he to you? Now, you must know what he preached in order to obey him, in order to stay away from what he asked you to stay away from. Ma'rifatullah, ma'rifatu nabiyyi, معرفة دين الإسلام بالأدلة. And that's the word is a key, إخوة, بالأدلة. And pay attention to this, and if you memorize this line, it's going to give you a big break, and you will have a good understanding of the people of bid'ah. يا إخوة, the people who follow the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions, and those who followed their footsteps, memorize this line: يستدلون ثم يعتقدون. They compile the evidence, then they formulate a belief. So they base their belief on what? In evidence. So they bring the ayah, they bring the verse, they put them together. بحط العام مع الخاص والناسخ مع المنسوخ والمقيد مع المطلق. شغل أصول كده. فهمني? You sort it out. And then you come up what? With a belief. You come up with a command. That's it. طب look at the people who follow bid'ah and desire and whims. The total contrary. What they do? يعتقدون ثم يستدلون. They formulate a belief and they look for an evidence that can seal their beliefs, that can justify their beliefs. And this is why they take things out of context. Wallahi. And I know some of you here are reverts. If you look into the New Testament, you have substantial evidence that Jesus is a messenger of Allah. He came to ask people to worship Allah. But what is the problem? The Christians were taught to believe that He is the Son, He is one of three, He died in the cross. So He already formulated what? Formulated what? The belief. هو خلاص اعتقد. Now when He approaches the gospel, He fishes for what? For what justifies this? That's why, subhanAllah, one of the most fascinating things that happened to me personally, and I think it happened with multiple people, I found out. When I given the Quran to one of my relatives, who is a Christian, from my wife's side, to read, she came back to me, she's telling me, I have an evidence for the Trinity in your book. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses we, what is the problem here? She approached the Quran with what? Her intention when she opened that book to find what? She was not looking for the truth. She was not trying to find where the truth is. But she's approaching with I think the best way to put this, preconceived notion. La. The Quran was revealed in Arabic. We is a way to present what? It's like we are the president of the United States. We read it, right? We are the president of the United States of America. We read this in the literature and in letters. And it's a way of what? Of magnifying and exalting oneself. And Allah can do that. We. But when Allah speaks about His oneness, إِنِّي أَنَ اللَّهُ I am Allah. You read we, you didn't read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدُ. One of the explanation of الصَّمَدْ, يا إخوة, الصَّمَدْ is a solid. وَلِلَهِ الْمَثَلْ أَعْلَى. I'm just trying to say, a صَمَدْ that nothing goes through it. Now you're telling me the Trinity are three what? The Samad is an entity that nothing what? Goes through it. Again, the point I'm trying to tell you is, why did he say that you know who Allah is? You know what is Islam is? You know what is the Sunnah is? And you know what is the Prophet is? Bil Adilla. The people who look for the truth, they always look for an evidence. Based on that evidence, they establish their beliefs. They establish their rituals. They establish their characters. They establish their whatever Islamic jurisprudence out there, based on the evidence. But the people, take for example, even though you have substantial, crystal clear evidence that usury is haram. There is some people, unfortunately, in the United States of America, in Europe in general, because of some fatwas out there, they believe that you could go and use mortgage and that conventional to own a house. He already believed it. So now what is he going to do? He's going to keep what? He's going to look for what? And he's going to try to find a way, a leak here and there, in order to justify. Exactly like somebody who believes that liquor or marijuana is lawful. Likewise. فالإخوة يا إخوة معرفة الله ومعرفة نبي ومعرفة دين الإسلام بالأدلة. طب when we talk about دليل, the scholars came up with four types. The first one is the intellectual evidence, dalil al-aqli. And this is, you know, why you read a lot in the Quran. Don't they have reason? Look at the story of Ibrahim. He ended up with people believing that these idols which they make are to be worshipped. What did he do? He was really trying to invite them to what? To just think about it. What happened? He let them go out of town. There is a feast or some sort of a celebration that they all had to go out to. He stayed behind. He went to their temple. Now, he got an axe, a tool. He broke all these small idols. And he put that axe in the shoulder of what? Now they came. Who did this? Who did this to our gods? This one. You know that these do not speak, do not... What is this? Right away. Right here. They did not even protect themselves. But again, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Can't you reason? أَفَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَضُرُّكُمْ. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Where is your senses? Where is your intellect? يحكى يا إخوة في الـ, this is in one of the books that the Arabs had an idol called Al-Uzza. You know Al-Uzza derived from what name? What name? Which of Allah's names? Al-Aziz. One of the shirkiyat, one of the means of shirk, that you give the created the attributes of what? Of the creator. You can do it two ways. You give Allah human attributes, or you give the created a divine attributes. So for the disbelievers in Mecca to give their idols some يعني, weight, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ. اللَّات derived from what? الإله. وَالْعُزَّ from العزيز. ومنات المنان. These are names of Allah. فَإِمَّجِنَ, this Bedouin was asked by the leaders of the tribe to guard and protect their idol, which is called what? الْعُزَّ. العزيز. You know what العزيز means, right? The mighty one. You know what mighty is, yani? That whatever he wants, no one can tell him what. وذاك يا إخوة دايما العزيز, always العزيز comes with what name? حكيم. حكيم. عزيز حكيم. Always, you find the majority, yeah. The majority of إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Yeah, whatever he wants, but with what? Wisdom. وسبحان الله تجد هذا في البشر. In the human you find, you may find a lot of عزيز, but they lack what? حكيم. And you may find a lot of حكيم, but they have no what? They have no way for their wisdom to go out there. But with Allah, Aziz and both. The Bedouin is sitting down watching. Of course, the people would bring a qurbani, milk. يعني they bring gifts to the gods. They brought some milk. He's sitting down and kind of slumber of asleep took him. So he opened his eyes and he saw a fox after drinking the milk urinating on the head of the god. أَرَبٌ يَبُولُ الثُّعْلُبَانُ بِرَأْسِهِ قَدْ ذَلَّ مَنْ بَالَتْ عَلَى رَأْسِهِ الثَّعَالِبُ رَحْمٌ رَوِّحٌ. He said, a god that the foxes urinate on his head? What kind of god is this? Wallahi, I'm not guarding you. You don't deserve to be a god. You cannot even protect yourself. But that's what? That's it. The problem with the people who worship such, they, one of the things that they do not harm you nor benefit you. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. They do not help you. فهذا هو الدليل العقلي. Intellect. Two, الدليل السمعي. The second evidence is السمع, اللي هو in reference to what? القرآن والسنة. القرآن والسنة. There is a third evidence, اللي هو الإيه؟ الحسي, the senses. ولذلك إيه؟ أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون. Don't we read this in the Quran, سورة الواقع? Do you see the water which you drink? أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون. Who brought it down from the cloud? أفرأيتم النار التي تورون. Do you see the fire which you boot? أأنتم أنشأتم شجرها أم نحن المنشئون. Who brought the tree up dry, then you can. This is, we call this what? Evidence that is what? حسي. The fourth type we call دليل الفطرة بقى, اللي هي الايه؟ الانكلينيشن. the purity of the self. كل الناس, listen, every human being jubil. I'm telling you, every human being in the face of this earth believes that there is a God. Wallahi, nobody denies it. Even the Pharaoh, when he denied, what did Musa say? لقد علمت ما أنزل هؤلاء إلا رب السماوات والأرض. You know Pharaoh inside you that the one who brought these signs, the stick and the hand and all these miracles that I shown you, Allah. شوف التعبير القرآني, وجحدوا بها واستيقنتها أنفسهم ظلما وعلو. They denied it. Meanwhile, in their nafs, they know it's the truth. But out of arrogance and out of wronging themselves, they did this. فالإنسان جبل. Every human being, ya ikhwa, was fashioned to believe that there is a God. ولذلك, سبحان الله, this fitrah, they tell you, a person goes back, or that fitrah, or that purity, gets polished. You know what polished? Yani, unfortunately, every newborn is born what? Is born what? A Muslim. Then what happens? He comes into a community, into a society where there is shirk. So he ends up with veils over that fitrah. He starts watching Mother Nature. He starts watching, there is Jesus. He's building up what? Shirk. He goes to school, that develops. He goes into the internet, that develops, keeps developing. He goes into the theory of evolution in public schools, keeps developing. So he ends up with, in his fitrah, he ends up with what? With piles of what? Of covers, like veils. That veils you from seeing the truth. SubhanAllah, they tell you, two times a person goes back to his purity. Excessive joy, excessive sorrow. شوف. وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ ضَلَّ مَن تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. When you're sailing in the sea and the ship is about to sink, you call upon Allah. He goes back to the fitrah. وذاك, look, you know, God, you know, God. Where is... Well, one of the most fascinating lines that I like to, when you speak to people who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen, have you ever encountered an experience that you ran out of your means? Didn't you feel that there is a force out there that you're supposed to call upon to help you? They right away recognize it. There is, yeah, you name it. You want to call it nature. You sometimes they call it G. Sometimes they call it whatever they. But there is a force out there that you know you can rely on when you're in total distress. So excessive joy. Look at the second one. Excessive sorrow. Look at the second occasion. Excessive joy. When you're so happy, when you, the soccer players or the football, huh? One of the most joyful, if you played soccer, Faisal, huh? One of the most joyful moments when you score a goal. Even Allah, if you're playing like some teams, it's a good moment. But, وشوف هذا الحديث التائب, the man who, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم given us that example, Allah is more joyful because of your tawbah than this man. Some guy who's traveling in the desert. He had all his belongings on a back of a camel. He lost his camel. Then he found... What did he say? He meant to say, Allahumma anta rabbi. He meant to say this. Allahumma anta rabbi wa ana abduk. You saved my life. Huh? You rescued. He's so joyful. But he ended up what? But then the Rasul explained why. Why did he do this? أخطأ من شدة الفرح. Because of excessive joy. فدليل الفطرة مهم. ما هو look,
وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكَ.
A lot of us don't remember this, yeah, but this happened. Hadith ibn Abbas, أخرج الإمام النسائي في السنن, والحديث is authentic, by the way, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in explanation, just go open Ibn Kathir and read that verse in Surah Al-A'raf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wiped in the back of Adam. And he brought out every offspring that Adam will produce until the day of judgment, including you and me. We were out there. Then Allah said what to us? أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Lord? Guess what? We said what? قَالُوا بَلَى. Yes, you are our Lord. هذا عهد الفطرة, ده بسميه ده covenant of what. يعني يا إخوة, this hadith, there is an extension of it, just to show you that Allah does not hold us accountable for this. The accountability is not on that covenant. The accountability is what? On what? Receiving what? Receiving a message, a prophet. The punishment in the day of judgment is going to be on the basis of what? Did you receive a messenger or not? شوف رحمة رب العالمين. Because a lot of us are what? We're going to do like Adam. And I'm going to explain to you what I mean by this. What happened? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took all the children of Adam out, he saw one of them who had a lot of light on him. رأى واحدا منهم له وميط. Adam said to Allah, من هذا يا رب? Who is this يا رب? يعني, it's one of my kids, one of my offspring. But he has what? He's shiny. يعني, له وميض. الوميض اللي هي, يعني, he has a illumination on him. قال هذا ولدك داود. This is your son داود. He will be born towards the end of time. يولد في آخر الزمن. Imagine Dawood was born in the end of time. يعني. Then we're what? Then Adam said what? كم عمره يا رب? How long is he supposed to live? قال الله سبحانه وتعالى said 60 years. His lifespan is what? 60 years. Adam's life was 1,000 years. He said, oh Allah, give him 40 from my life and make him live 100 years. You're getting the point? So Adam accredited his grandson 40 years from his life. So Adam, we know that prophets, when they die, the angel of death comes what? It's time. We know that. That's one of the particulars for the prophets. For the angel of death came to Adam at the age of what? 960. Adam said, no, I'm supposed to live 1,000. Then the angel said, remember, you're giving your grandson 40? He said, no, I did not. Look at the prophet, what? فَجَحَدَ آدَمْ فَجَحَدَ الذُّرِّيَّتُهُ فَنَسِيَ آدَمْ فَنَسِيَ الذُّرِّيَّتُهُ. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is trying to tell us what? That we forgot that covenant. Even though we said, oh Allah, you are our Lord. It's like us, you know, I know that this is the Christian tradition of marriage, which we do not do, that you go, will you honor her? Will you? Yeah, I do. We do a lot of do. But then what? We break. We say yes to a lot of things in our lives. You know, we promise so many things. But subhanAllah, the point I'm trying to make, what? Out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us, that we're not held accountable on ahd al-fitrah, on that covenant, on the fitrah. On the fitrah. But we're held accountable for what? Once you receive a messenger. رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْدِرِينَ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ. وَلَذَاكِ إِخْوَةِ, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins judgment, in the day of judgment, Allah will do two things. He will ask us, did you receive a messenger? And He will ask the messenger, did you convey the message? وَذَاكِ الرَّسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, in His farewell sermon,
What did he say to his companions? أَلَا إِنَّكُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ عَنِّي. You're going to be asked in his farewell, in his final. You're going to be asked about me. So for Sahaba, يخفق الصحابة, the comprehension of the Sahaba. Ya Rasulullah, we bear witness that you conveyed, you fulfilled, you delivered. He said, Allahumma fashhad, three times. Allahumma fashhad. Allahumma fashhad. Oh Allah, bear witness. I did it. يعني he wanted to get that before he فالشاهد يا إخوة إيه الأدلة. When we look for evidence, الأدلة هو intellect, revelation, senses. You see. وذاك traveling يا إخوة. Why did Allah always in the Quran say أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Have they not traveled in earth? والله يا إخوة سبحان الله I have walked in the in Egypt, in this monumental, يعني اللي هو الفراعنة هذه, so many times. But lately, every time that I walk there in that pyramids area, or you know, or any monumental where they have some, والله I remember that, having they walked into the land of those who wronged themselves, where are they? All what you see from these pharaohs is what? Tombs and graves. Burial grounds. Reason that could be your fate. Could be your fate. These are the evidence, ya ikhwa, that we must say. To al-amalu bihi. You must act upon that knowledge. We want to finish that first portion, inshallah, so we'll move to the next one next time, inshallah. Al-amalu bihi. Ya ikhwa, like I said, knowledge without actions, forget it. And there is tremendous amount of evidence in the Quran for this. يعني, let me share with you what Ibn Mas'ud said. تَعَلَّمُوا الْعِلْمَ Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, learn the knowledge, acquire the knowledge. فَإِذَا عَلِمْتُمْ فَعْمَلُوا. Now if you know something, act upon it. يقول أبو الدرداء, أبو الدرداء says, رضوان الله عليهم جميعا, إن من شر الناس منزلة يوم القيامة عالما لم ينتفع بعلمه. The worst of the people in the day of judgment is a scholar who did not, or a knowledgeable person who did not benefit himself from the knowledge. شوف في القرآن Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described a nation with two, يعني for us, disgusting. In a way, it's very humiliating. He described them one time to be donkeys and one time to be dogs. Why? Because they had the knowledge and they did not act upon it. What is the evidence for the donkeys?
مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار.
The likeness of a person who carries books in his back, meaning he has the knowledge of these books, but he doesn't act upon it, is like a donkey who's carrying what? شوف the second, the dogs.
واتل عليهم نبأ الذي آتيناه آياتنا فانسلخ منها فأتبعه الشيطان فكان من الغاوين ولو شئنا لرفعناه بها ولكنه أخلد إلى الأرض واتبع هواه فمثله كمثل الكلب.
Like a dog. يعني a story of a famous Israeli scholar who Allah given the knowledge and his dua was answered and he abandoned this and followed his whims and desires. فالعلم, if you have it and if you don't act upon it, forget it. والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يا إخوة ذكر في حديث أسامة بن زيد والحديث البخاري ومسلم that a man will come in the day of judgment and سبحان الله يا إخوة his intestines, الأقتاب, الأمعاء, will come out of his rear. Again, the donkey is back here.
فيدور حولها كما يدور الحمار في الرحى.
And he will go around his intestines. This is in the day of judgment. Like a donkey going around in a grinder. You know, the donkey dragging a grinder.
For the people will come to him, Ya Hada, you used to teach us to do this and not to do this.
And he will say, I used to ask you to do it and I was doing it. And I used to ask you not to do it, and he did not act upon his knowledge. No. فالله المستعان يا إخوة. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم استعاذ من علم لا ينفع. يعني الحديث اللهم إني أعود بك من علم لا ينفع. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from a knowledge that doesn't benefit you. ومن قلب لا يخشع, and a heart that does not get softened. ومن دعاء لا يسمع, and a دعاء that doesn't get answered. Huh? الحديث يعني. And I came this, across this hadith, which is interesting parable. مثل العالم الذي يعلم الناس وينسى نفسه كمثل السراج يضيء للناس ويحرق نفسه. الحديث أخرجه الطبراني في الكبير. The likeness of a scholar who teaches the people what is good and he doesn't act upon it is like a flame that gives people light, but meanwhile it does what? What does the flame do? Burns itself. So you're burning yourself for the people what? فالله المستعان. Ah. Now, you have the knowledge. You're acting upon it. Now time for da'wah. Wallahi, I want to repeat this line over and over and over and over again. Because we have a lot of people who are very skeptical about what they believe. The best way to defend your aqeedah, your deen, is to give da'wah. And like I said, even this is in the language of revolutions. Any revolution, they tell you the best way to protect your revolution. I'm talking about revolution, actual revolution. That you export that revolution to your neighbors. That you teach, like I given the example of America. They go out there and promote what? Democracy. There is nothing wrong. I mean, that's, listen, if they sell it to the people, that's their business. If people are buying it, that's their business. But why America would go to Iraq, would go to Afghanistan, would go to Egypt? What they want to promote? The ideology. This is the ideology of this country. This is the center focus of this country. Likewise, you, as a Muslim, you're supposed, that's why, عند الطلب والدفع. Of course, we're all consumed in الدفع, we're not even able to do it. Allah المستعان. الدعوة. But remember, يا إخوة, the problem with دعوة, and I always repeat those two lines, in America, in the West, that we have ignored the first mas'ala, which is knowing who Allah is. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sent Mu'ad ibn Jabal to Yemen, al-hadith fil Bukhari wa Muslim, he said, Ya Mu'ad, the place where you're going to are Christian and Jews. Let be the first thing that you talk to them to is what? Is what? Remember the first mas'ala? What was the first mas'ala that we said? What is the first one? Al-ilmu, knowledge. What is knowledge of who? وَهُوَ مَعْرِفَةُ اللَّهِ. The first one, we don't know it. Ask an average Muslim right now, I'm telling you, and I challenge you to talk about Allah for 5 minutes. About Allah, about His Lord, His Creator, for 5 minutes. But with one condition. We know that when we talk about Allah, we cannot what? We cannot run our mouth. We have to use what? Names, attributes mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah. Now be careful. You cannot talk about Allah like... La, you have to use what? Names and attributes. Terms that are already in the Quran and the Sunnah. Otherwise, you're committing ilhad. You're talking about Allah without knowledge. Because the only way to know who Allah is through what? Is-sam'a. Al-naql. The revelation. You have to open the Quran and the Sunnah. Ask an average Muslim right now to present Allah to a Christian or a Jew. But we need to understand this. Christian and Jews do believe in a God. They do believe in a God. But the concept is different. They have a different concept, different understanding. Now the Quran and the Sunnah come and fixes this. Ideal. God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and what did he do in the seventh day? That's what they say, right? They rested. Huh. Allah tells you in the Quran, Allah created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and he did not what? وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ. So here's the Quran and the Sunnah is what? Correcting the distortions that they have. So for now, for you to give da'wah to a Christian and Jew, you have to really excel in that field of who Allah is, the names and the attributes. And a lot of Muslims lack this. A lot of Muslims lack, very few. حتى الأئمة والإمامز ومش عارف, they are very good with halal, haram, which is, listen, important. I'm not saying, but once it comes about Allah, ما هو, the religion is two words. العلم بالله, you know who you worship and you know how to worship him. A lot of people focus and we differ, Abu Hanifa, what, Shafi'i, and they fight with one. لا لا لا, you forgot what? A huge portion, which is you're supposed to share with Christian and Jews in this country. Or in Europe, if you're an immigrant, if, you know, because that's the da'wah. That's it. Don't you dare go a Christian and Jew and tell them liquor is haram, marijuana is haram, adultery is haram. He's going to tell you, you're starting in the wrong place. You got to give them the incentive first. Aisha radiallahu anha tells you that for 13 years in Mecca, all what we knew from Islam was what? Was who is Allah? Jannah, hell. That's all. And she actually said that with Allah has revealed the prohibition of liquor in Mecca, nobody would have done it. Because you have not built what? Mu'taqad. You have not built the foundation on which. What incentive do you give to a Christian to leave their lifestyle? Huh? Yeah, there is Jannah. There is paradise. There is Allah. Allah wants it. You mean? That's where you need to start. So this is the first obstacle in the field of da'wah in the West. And I'm talking about the West in general. The second is al-khuluq. وحدث عن هذا ولا حرج. The characters. Muslims out there, yeah, I'm Muslim, but he smokes, he drinks, he lies, he cheats, he backbites. What is the difference between you and a non-Muslim? I think that's the whole issue. What is the difference between you and a non-Muslim? The character is important. فالدعوة يا إخوة, الدعوة إلى الله, the character of الداعيه, and the reward is tremendous. Wallahi, the reward is tremendous. يعني you cannot. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ali ibn Abi Talib when he sent him to Khaybar, if Allah guides through you one soul, imagine one soul is better than what? وذاك إخوة, I tell anyone who living in the West, how many people did you influence? I understand that no one can convert anybody. Only Allah. But how many people did you invite them to think throughout your lives? How many? That's a question that you ask yourselves. Patience now. If you're going to acquire that knowledge, act upon that knowledge, call people to it. يا بني أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر واصبر. Be patient. Because you're following the footsteps of the prophets and the messengers, and you have to do this, يا إخوة. With this, inshallah, we have completed the first third of this matn. Inshallah, next Tuesday, بإذن الله تعالى. And again, a lot of people are following us online, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we will continue with this book, الأصول الثلاثة, بإذن الله تعالى. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت.